You're listening to Eaters.com.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي دروشي بالله Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, continuing from our last session of Darsi Hadith, we have a new leader whose name is Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala an. Abdullah, the son of Zubair. For the brothers who are here in Jumu'ah, we'll have the pleasure of having the complete picture of who this noble, iconic individual is amongst the companions, whose name is Zubair. Abdullah, who is the son of Zubair. Zubair ibn Awam radiyallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an would say that Zubair is the pillar of Islam, one amongst the Ashara Mubashara. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned that in Jannah, my neighbor will be Zubair and Talha. Can they be a greater reward, honor, than the statement that comes from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that in Jannah, my neighbors will be Talha and Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala. A soldier of Islam, a soldier of Allah, a brave man. And also the son, Abdullah, is a brave man. Like father, like son. Like father, like son. And so, an apple does not fall far away from the tree. An apple does not fall far away from the tree. So, father was a powerful individual. The son also is a powerful individual. And it's important that before the events unfold during the rule of Abdullah ibn Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala an, we have in our minds the complete understanding of his biography, his character, who this individual is. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala an, generally as Muslims, we don't celebrate birthdays, do we? Anybody here wants to celebrate birthdays? I'm sure everybody keeps it hush hush. Okay. But if we look at history, then perhaps if there's any birthday that has been celebrated amongst the companions, is the birth date or the birthday of Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala. For no one in Medina Munawwara or even in Makkah Mukarrama, such joy, happiness had been expressed as expressed in the case of the birth of this great child, Abdullah ibn Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala. And the reason was also explained in the last session, that the Jews of Medina, who were full of pride and arrogance, they spread rumors that we have cast a magic spell upon the Muslims and their women have become infertile and that not a child will be born to an immigrant woman, to an immigrant woman. That comes from Makkah Mukarrama. And so for many months that was the case. In fact, if a child was born the child would pass away immediately, or it was a still birth. And so this was a cause of concern. But when Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha gave birth to Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an, his birth was actually celebrated. Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an was paraded in the streets of Medina Munawwara. Everyone would carry him. Look, gee, Abdullah, look at this baby, look at this baby. Everybody would carry him. And he was greatly pampered, this one child. The first child to be born in Medina Munawwara, when the Muhajirin came and settled with the Ansar, the first child to be born is the son of Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an, whose name is Abdullah, and the mother is Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the grandfather's name is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Imagine what a son-in-law to have, the likes of Zubair radiallahu ta'ala. What a son-in-law he had. Aaj kisi ko koi achha jamai mil jaye, kaam ban gaya. Siddiq Akbar, his son-in-law, was Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala, the son of the auntie of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bibi Safiya. And so khair, when he was born, the grandfather came and carried him around to the people in Medina. This is my son. And immediately Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an had taken him to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled at the babe and took him in his hands. Now imagine for the hands of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to touch you. How blessed are the hands of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're talking about this child, the first child that was born in Medina Munawwara, Abdullah ibn Zubair, who is now the Khalifa. After the events of Karbala, Yazid has died, and thereafter many that came, Marwan ibn Hakam and everybody. And now you have Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an, who is the leader. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes him in his hands. How blessed are the hands of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. How blessed are they? It is said that once Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with his companions, and some of the companions came to him and they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that journey, they said that, Ya Rasulullah, we have no water to do wuzu and we have no water to drink. No water for wuzu and no water to drink. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, get me whatever amount of water that you have, even the little amount of water that you may have, bring it to me. It is said a small container, a vessel of a little amount of water was presented to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chota sa matka hoga ya kuch. And there was a little amount of water inside. Now talking about the hands of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the barakat. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in front of the entire army of the companions that were there, he dipped his fingers inside. And only the tips of the fingers were touching the water. Sahaba-i kiram ajma'een would say that we saw and we have witnessed with our eyes that water was gushing out between the fingers of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From that one vessel that was filled with a bit of water, 1,400 companions drank from it and did wuzu. Imagine that. 1,400 companions did wuzu and also drank from it. What blessed hands, subhanallah, of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testifies, اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرِ. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted up his hands and pointed to the moon, and the moon splits. And so Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is now, he has lifted up this babe, Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is given a date. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam puts the date in his mouth, chews the date, and then a small amount of it, he rubs it on the gums of the babe, Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala. And then after that, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam takes his saliva and puts it into the mouth of Abdullah ibn Zubair. Ajeeb. And this is what you call tahneek. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had taken one khajur and a part of it was put into the mouth of Abdullah ibn Zubair. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam took his saliva and put that also in the mouth of Abdullah ibn Zubair. The same was done for another sahabi, a young sahabi, whose name is Ibn Abbas, the son of Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam put his saliva in the mouth and he became the greatest scholar of this ummah. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. Wallahi, there is shifa in the saliva, in the blessed saliva of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There is shifa in it. Subhanallah iladhim. And imagine, on one occasion, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had taken this famous journey from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, the Hijrah as we know it, accompanying was Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Scholars have mentioned that in the journey, one incident had taken place, and Mufti Mahmood Sahib has also mentioned this in his Malfuzat, that in the cave, a snake had bitten the foot of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. And it's extremely painful, especially when the venom enters into the body. And so Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an fell unconscious, he was down. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw him. All Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam did was that he applied his saliva to the foot of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an says that Allah gave me shifa instantly. Bilfor. Instantly. As if the snake had never come close to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Instantly. This is the barakat of any part of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala had an issue with one of the eyes, which was also affecting his vision. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam called him and he came, and very simply Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam put his saliva on the eye and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gave him shifa. And so what an honorable child this man is, Abdullah ibn Zubair, the grandson of Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, that he has the honor. Ulama have said that the first thing that entered into the stomach of this child was the saliva of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The first thing that entered his stomach was the saliva of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he becomes now the ruler, Abdullah ibn Zubair, the grandson of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Another honor that is given to him is that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam chose the name for him. This again is great honor. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as far as names are concerned, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very meticulous. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on the spot, he would change people's names. And he would say, no, this is not your name, this is your name. And if a child was born, he would name them. He gave the name Hassan and Hussein. And when this child was born, he gave the name Abdullah. As mentioned in the last session, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes two names, Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. And so the name was given, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam still had this child in his hands. And the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make dua for that person who would come to him, if he is in the state of iman. This was the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He would never deprive anyone. Anyone who came, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam made dua for him. And it is said that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam thereafter lifted up his hands and prayed, made a supplication, made dua for this child. How blessed is the dua of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How blessed is the dua. Koi maulvi dua kare, aur koi Allah ke Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam ki tarah pyari hasti dua kare. Imagine that. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an says that I had a camel who could not even walk. I had a camel that could not even walk. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was walking past, and he looked at me and he looked at the camel, and he lifted up his hands and he simply made dua for the camel. The effects were immediate. The effects were immediate. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala says that in the entire valley, no other camel could race with my camel after the dua of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the entire valley, no other camel could race with my camel. This is the dua of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala was giving da'wat to the mother. Ammi, become Muslim. Become a Muslimah. Mother, become a Muslimah. And she was stubborn. She turned the face away from Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. The last resort, he came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua for my mother. In fact, even the mushrikeen would come and they would actually sneeze in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hoping that the words Yarhamukallah would come out from his mouth. That he would say Yarhamukallah to the mushrikeen. And so he came, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am your student. One request, make dua for my mother. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted up his hands and made dua. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala and he's saying that I am looking at the hands of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waiting for the dua to finish. As the dua was completed, I quickly dashed out, ran to the house, and I noticed that someone in the room was doing ghusl. And he knew immediately that this ghusl is being performed by my mother. And this ghusl is the ghusl of Islam. Subhanallah. She purified herself and then she opened the door. And when she looked at Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, and she said, Abu Huraira, you always wanted me to become a Muslimah. Today take me to your Nabi. I testify there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad is his final messenger. Subhanallah. The effects were immediate. And he lifted up his hands and made dua for Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala. Ulama have mentioned the effects of the dua were such that amongst the companions, no one ever contested with Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala in three things. How many things? Three things. His eloquence in the Arabic language, his eloquence in the Arabic language, his worship, an incredibly pious individual, and he was well known for his bravery. A very courageous man. Like his father, Zubair radiallahu ta'ala, absolutely identical to his father. A very brave, courageous man. It is said that the mother, Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha, would say that in Medina Munawwara, I would see the children playing with toys. I would see the children playing with toys. My son Abdullah ibn Zubair would want to play with swords. He would want to play with swords. Now this is not to say in the year 2012, and we've just passed September, the month of September, so I have to make things very clear now, that this does not mean that Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'een were people who were bloodthirsty individuals. No, never. Wallahi, they only unsheathed their swords to restore justice, and that is it. Never ever. They only took out their swords to restore justice. These were people who had adl. In fact, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says that when I saw the sword of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sword of Rasulullah, it had a note written on it, and the words were in Arabic, Sil man qata'aq, create ties with those who break ties. Create ties with those who break ties. وَقُلِ الْحَقِّ وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكَ, and speak the truth even if it is against you. وَأَحْسِنْ عَلَىٰ مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكَ, and be good to those who are bad with you. This was actually inscribed on the sword of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba-i kiram ajma'een were peaceful individuals. But he was a brave man. He would want to play with swords. Subhanallah. And Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha would say that this is what I have seen. And even proven during the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is said that on one occasion, all of the companions had wanted to gather their children to be blessed by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they gathered all of their young ones. And then the parents said that now slowly go to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make dua for you. It is said that the children were shy to go in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Abdullah ibn Zubair was the Amir. He ran in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The rest followed thereafter. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grabbed him and said to him, he is the son of his father. What did he say? He is the son of his father. As in the Arabic language, what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying, that he is as brave as his father Zubair ibn Awam. He is as brave as his father Zubair ibn Awam. Subhanallah. This is Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala. And the mother, Hazrat Asma. Hazrat Asma, who prepared food for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he had taken this difficult journey of migration. And she had a belt, nothing to tie the food of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that was packed. And so she took her belt out and tied it with the belt. And she is well known for that. Zatun nataqain. This was her laqab. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an would say that I am honored that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with my mother and also my auntie, who was Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And he actually lived with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. He would say that I have not seen in my life anyone that is more generous than my mother Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha and my auntie Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. Who said this? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair. And he would say that both of them were sisters, Hazrat Asma and Hazrat Aisha. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, and her generosity was slightly different to the generosity of my mother. Hazrat Aisha, what she would do is that she would accumulate wealth. And so whenever wealth would come to her, she would save it. Until after a few days, when she had enough, she would distribute everything in the path of Allah. And as for my mother, her habit was that before Maghrib Azan, every day, whatever Allah had blessed her with, she would distribute it. These were the two sisters. Ajeeb, the daughters of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Hazrat Aisha would accumulate wealth and maybe after 4 or 5 days would distribute everything, saving nothing, wallahi nothing. And there is a famous story that when a lady came and she said that I want something, all she had was one khajur, and she gave that also, and her khadima said that perhaps you were most deserving of this one date. And she said no. She came and she asked for it and I gave it to her for the sake of Allah. And she was fasting. So subhanAllah, these were incredible people. Incredible people. Each member of the family is praiseworthy. And in fact, Allah praises them and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praises them. InshaAllah ta'ala, my request to the brothers is that they should come regular to hear what happens thereafter, and especially when the notorious Zalim Hajjaj bin Yusuf now comes along slowly, and as the events fall during the Khilafat of Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala, Allah give us the tawfiq that we have intense love for the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa atana ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.